Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Starlight Tarot at this time and at this hour. I'm sending you so much love, light, peace, and healing energy. This is going to be a love reading for Libra North Node. This is going to be a love reading for Libra North Node. A love reading for Libra North Node. Wow, look at you showing up already. Interesting. This is for Libra North Node. Libra North Node. This is a love reading for Libra North Node. Messages. Libra North Node. Love. Libra North Node. Love. Libra North Node, love. Libra North Node, love. Let's see what's cooking, guys. Messages for Libra North Node, love. So there are regrets. Someone is sorrowful, someone is grieving with the Five of Cups. Someone misses you or you miss someone. You could be dealing with a Scorpio. The Death card is in reverse next to the Five of Cups. Something has been festering up inside. You're not happy. You feel drained, tired, stressed. You've been holding on to a dead end, or you're at a dead end. What is the Death card in reverse? The Nine of Pentacles in reverse. And the Devil upright. You could be dealing with a Capricorn. Someone here could be sick, okay? Because I see someone here feeling nauseous. Someone is unstable, not together. Missing something that ended a long time ago. This person is caught up. I'm also feeling disinterest. Someone is disinterested. Someone doesn't care that you miss them. Someone is caught up. Someone is living in their own fantasy world. Someone is bound to something or someone. But I also see someone struggling, battling their emotions, how they really feel. Yeah, because the Five of Swords just showed face. It's a power struggle for this person. Someone is having a hard time facing their demons, but that's what they're in the process of doing, and it's really all a part of a healing process with the Sun card coming out. It's a healing process. Something is not what it seems. Something is going to be illuminated to you. I feel like this person has become enlightened, or they are gravely aware of the connection that you two have, but for some reason it just won't work. It can't work. Something is long overdue. I'm also hearing love affair. So I feel like someone is having a love affair. and they're a totally different person in this other relationship. They're not the same when they're with you. Coming out is the Four of Swords. Yeah. Like I said, there's definitely something that's over, a relationship that's dead. I feel like the Four of Swords is telling you to take a breather from a relationship. Because I feel like on the other side of the spectrum, someone is not present. And I don't know, I feel like there's an energy here that's saying to break out of your shell a little bit, step into your power, tap into source. Okay? Sometimes we need the negative aspects of ourselves as well to progress forward in life. So I feel like that's what the Devil card and the Sun card are saying together in this spread. This is what they're saying together. I feel like you should embrace your negative side or embrace the negative aspects, the toxic aspects of the relationship to create some form of emotional fulfillment and emotional satisfaction with the Sun card. There's healing, you know, within our darkness. And a lot of times, you know, it's gonna hurt. It hurts, you know, having to let go of something we grew so fond of. You know what I mean? But it's time to take a break. You need a breather. Okay. I feel like there are some hidden desires here. There are some hidden desires here when it comes to what you really want in life. You know, you're not necessarily sure how to stand up for yourself when it comes to this relationship or when it comes to love. The Seven of Wands just showed face, so I feel like you're more defensive than receptive. Someone around you could be being deceptive. You know? I'm also hearing you'd be surprised where your happiness lies. The Ten of Cups came out next to the Four of Swords. So yeah, I feel like there's a separation right now within a relationship. You may have children with this person. There's some type of loss. There's definitely some type of loss within a relationship. Family may have gotten involved. Okay, so there's a family working together here. Or friends. There's some type of unity. Okay, endearment. You're comfortable. You're receiving unconditional love. I feel like this is what someone misses with you, or you miss this with someone else. You miss the quality time. The Fool came out with the Ten of Wands. Okay. So I see you having a fresh perspective over a failed relationship, but still having some emotional baggage, you know, that you're carrying. Someone may have broken a commitment, or, you know, someone violated. Someone violated the commitment that they had to with you. Okay, because the Hierophant was in the was in reverse, but I feel like with the Fool coming out, this is a fresh perspective on a relationship, on a partnership. You've gained some form of clarity, enlightenment. While hanging on to a relationship. You both have emotional baggage. This is why you guys clash. You and this person both have emotional baggage. What is the Ten of Wands? What is the Ten of Wands for Libra North Node? And I haven't really seen your energy except for the Four of Swords. So I feel like there are things going on or taking place around you while you're asleep. Okay, like for some reason you may be in a meditative state, or you're sleeping. Okay, but you could be feeling this person's energy. Okay, or you could be thinking about someone you lost, someone you miss. I don't want to say someone that died, because I'm not really getting that energy in this, you know. But your energy here is the Four of Swords. So I feel like you've been doing a lot of deep contemplation, thinking, you know, really thinking about just the peace that you want. You just want peace. That's all that you want, Libra North Node. The Hermit is coming out in reverse, and it's right underneath the Sun card. So I feel like, and if someone is trying to play you, they're playing themselves. Okay, because with the Five of Swords here, that's my someone trying to play you card. Or someone's trying to play, you know, a game. They think it's funny. And, you know, nothing is funny, you know, per se. Everything is the way that it needs to be. You know, but I see a little joker here. Okay. With the Hermit in reverse, this is showing someone coming out of solitude and stepping back into the world to share the new knowledge that they've gained, okay, with the Hermit in reverse. Because the sun is enlightenment. This is a solution. This is a new idea. This is the birth of a new life, a new concept. So, I feel like you have a way of showing the love that you have for people. I feel like you have a way of, you know, you have your own little unique way in showing people that you love them. Okay. And I feel like this person appreciated it for a time being, but I feel I'm getting, co-parenting. Okay, so I feel like there may have been some co-parenting between you and this person. Doesn't matter if you're feminine or masculine. Okay. I feel like there may have been some sneaky behavior as well. And someone tied themselves in a knot. Someone really got caught up. And I feel like a lot of what this person was personally going through is what held them back from you. They kept it all to themselves with the Ten of Wands and continued to work on a relationship that was causing them even more strife because of the baggage that they were carrying from whatever situation they were in at the same time. I feel like someone has been looking back at memories or reminiscing, thinking about how good life was or how good life would be if things were different. If something didn't take so much work. But the Eight of Pentacles just came out. And that's about putting in effort, trying hard at something. Productivity. Okay. I think someone here is willing to try to make a relationship work, or you're doing this alone with a fresh perspective. Now you know what not to be. Now you know what not to do. And when I say now you know what not to be, you know, or, you know, let me rephrase that. Let me reword that. Now you know. Now you do know what to be. Now you know how to be, you know, when it comes to yourself. I feel like you may have put your defenses up a little bit more, not in a negative way or in a negative light. I feel like it's just a way of you taking on this new energy for yourself that represents your essence, represents your dark side a little bit. You know, I feel like it's also a very lusty energy, but there's substance. You know, there's some type of experience here. You have some form of experience, some form of knowledge, a skill set. Okay. I feel like you're going to be focused on your job more. You're going to be focused on work more. You're putting in a lot of work. You're trying to find balance between home life and work life. Okay. I feel like when you get the opportunity to rest, you do. Okay. You don't really want to worry or, you know, wonder about what another person is doing, even though you may miss them sometimes. And they're missing you. They are missing you. So I'm just going to get a confirmation for Libra North Node, and then I'm going to wrap it up. Confirmation for Libra North Node and love. 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 Using my Leonormand Oracle deck. Okay, so maybe you knew something was going to happen. Maybe you knew it was going to turn out like this. The Diviner came out. Okay. Maybe you are intuitively inclined, okay? And you knew that, you know, this relationship would turn out this way where you guys, you know, I feel like this is a relationship where it's like you, sometimes you guys choose to take a break from each other and then you come back, you work on it again, you work on it some more, but then you separate for a time. It's like you guys need your space at certain time frames within the relationship. What's another confirmation? Yeah, I feel like either you or the person you're dealing with already knew something. Something was predictable or uncanny. Confirmation for Libra North Node. Yeah, so there's an obstacle. Okay, the mountain came out. There is an obstacle, and I think it's the emotional baggage. I think it's harboring those negative feelings and emotions towards the relationship. I think it has to do with releasing the negative attachment. Okay. There's a delay of some sort, you know, and I feel like you're waiting, you know, maybe you've been waiting on this person for some time now. Okay. Maybe you've been waiting on this person for weeks, months, years. You know, so I'm going to get one more confirmation for Libra North Node. Libra North Node and love. Confirmation for Libra North Node and love. So you're going to be receiving some form of communication, or there has been communication going back and forth. the letter came out. So, there's going to be some form of communication. Someone is going to reach out to you. This person is going to reach out to you. Let's see what other messages we got. I feel like someone wants to get everybody together, kind of like a family reunion. You know, I'm getting a few scenarios here where there is a separation and someone is moving on and striking out on their own and becoming independent and, you know, living life with the perspective they gained from the negativity of the relationship and using that, profiting off that negativity in whatever work they do. Okay, and then I'm getting another scenario here where someone has been thinking about getting everyone together. They've been working really hard. They've been gathering the tools. They've been storing, okay, resources. Okay, becoming one with the more sensual and sexual side of themselves and finding freedom in that. Okay. Yeah. The Three of Swords is in reverse with the Eight of Pentacles coming out, popping out in my other deck, in my Rider-Waite deck. So you're healing. I feel like you're working on your healing. I feel like this is more spiritual than anything. Okay, I'm not really getting too much things that are on the surface. There's a lot beneath the surface. And there's a lot of things that are present, okay, that I feel like is, you know, tugging at you or nudging at you to pay more attention to, you know. There are things that, there are intuitive nudges that are, you know, nudging at you to pay attention to the more important things. You know what I mean? It's definitely some hard work. It's a lot of work. Okay, but this is all a part of the foundation that you're building, okay, for a relationship, okay, for the person that you love. I feel like both of you are at a place now where you are stepping outside of your comfort zone and doing different things. Sometimes it can work and sometimes it can't, okay? So, Libra North Node, that is what I have for your love reading today. I'm sending you so much love, light, peace, and healing energy. Thank you for tuning in to Starlight Tarot at this time and at this hour. And I'm sending you so much unconditional love. Later, guys. Mwah.